Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got a great event that is coming up for this Sunday. We're talking about Hike for Hospice with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. Gosh, it is almost that time. We're going to get all the details and so much more. Julie Docker-Johnson along with Shannon O'Shea-Ross joining us in studio with details. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Morning, Jamie.
All right, Julie, are we ready for Sunday?
We are indeed. The weather is going to be fabulous.
Of course.
Yes, and we've got lots of walkers, but we can use more.
Okay, so it's still not too late to register for this event.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
You can register online, you can walk on your own, you can join a team, you can create a team, the more the merrier.
Okay, and it's happening at Stratford Perth Museum, which is a great location for something like this.
It is fabulous. So we've been there for the last few years. It is a beautiful space. There's an amazing outdoor path, which... So it's not really a hike per se. It's more like a stroll in a meadow nail it at. And there's a stage because we have music. There's a great amount of space because we do lots of activities. So there's something for the whole family. And a barbecue, and this year there's going to be cake.
And so yes, there's cake. Did we mention cake?
Yes, did we talk about cake? So this is the 10th anniversary of the hike, and it's the five-year anniversary of Rotary Hospice opening in Stratford. So it is very big, so there will be cake and lots of it.
Okay, so we look forward to that. And again, there is sort of the option, if you can't make it for this Sunday, you could do the hike wherever you are sort of thing.
Indeed. You can hike on your site. So we have done this starting this week. There are 7 long-term care facilities that are hiking on their site because they maybe can't bring people out on Sunday, but they want to participate. So they're hiking on their site. But there are schools that do it. There's families that do it. If people are at their cottage that day and they don't want to miss out, they're going to hike on their site wherever they are.
Okay, so again, we'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. And Shannon O'Shea-Ross is here. And Shannon, it's great to have you as part of this event. And you certainly have a story to share, if you will.
Yeah, so our family lost our grandma. She was 1 month away from her 94th birthday last June. So we lost her quite suddenly, really. Our family story maybe isn't the same as most. She was dependent on dialysis for the 3 years prior. And on the Tuesday, the doctors told our family that the dialysis was no longer working. So by Wednesday, she moved into Rotary Hospice, and we were so grateful to have this facility. They quickly realized how large our family was, and they accommodated us in a lot of different ways. They knew that this was kind of a time of shock and in some ways and sorrow. And we had 4 or 5 days with her at that beautiful facility and with the most compassionate care and incredible staff members. And she passed on the Monday. So it was, She was literally there for 6 days. And, but it was, the place was just amazing for all of us and left quite an impact. I remember the one day on the weekend I was leaving to go and grab some lunch for our family. And I remember standing and just looking at the building. It's so beautiful in general. And I just remember thinking, this place is always going to be so special to all of us.
Okay.
And so it's really nice to give back.
Shannon, my condolences and thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm just thinking with something like Hike for Hospice, we know how important this is. But can you imagine if we didn't have something like Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth here?
Absolutely. And, you know, I remember the night that Grandma passed away, and the staff, you know, they did a processional with Grandma with her quilt draped over her bed for all of our family. And my dad was able to play some of her favorite hymns on the piano there. And they stood with us in the silence of the night and watched the hearse depart. And, you know, they had a memory candle lit. And I just remember thinking this wouldn't happen in any other facility. Mm-hmm. You know, it was pretty rare, and it was really special. And my only hope with promoting this hike is to really make others aware. And if they have some money to donate to some place, this is such a great place to send it. So
yeah, and I think Julie, you would echo that. And we should remind folks again, this is a Hike for Hospice. This helps Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. This is one of the big fundraisers of the year, if you will.
Absolutely. We are almost halfway there. Our goal is $110,000. So we just need to get right over the top.
Get that little bit extra.
Yes. So we need people to help. I mean, a bed at the hospice for a day for somebody is $350. And anybody that goes to the hospice does not pay for anything.
Exactly. So again, it's the 10th annual Hike for Hospice. It is happening at Stratford Perth Museum for this Sunday, June 23rd. We encourage you to take part, or certainly support someone who is taking part, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. So you can go to rotaryhospice.ca and it'll lead you straight to the hike site. And there are lots of teams. There are lots of people. You can make a donation and we will be very grateful for it.
All right. And Shannon, let's leave the final word to you again to just encourage people to come out for something like this for sure.
Yeah, well, it may be a place that some people need maybe down the road, or maybe it's a place that people have used in the past, or other hospices around the area. And I can't say enough great things about the staff and the facility. We are so fortunate to have it here in Stratford.
It is happening on Sunday, 10th Annual Hike for Hospice with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. Again, details at mystratfordnow.com. Julie Docker-Johnson and Shannon O'Shea-Ross, thank you so much, Shannon. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And Julie, always great to see you. We wish you great success on Sunday.
Awesome. Thank you.